This edition of Kosher Tidbits is about the message behind Simanei Kashrus. Chazal teach us that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of three cardinal sins: Gilui Raios, Avodah Zarah, and Shefichas Damim. Whereas the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, unwarranted communal hatred. The Maharal in Netzach Yisrael explains that there are three basic components to a person. There is a guf, a body, a neshama, a soul, and seichel, intellect. Each cardinal sin is parallel to one of these basic three components. Gilui Raios is parallel to the body, Shvichas Damim is parallel to the soul, and Avodah Zarah is parallel to the intellect. The Maharal explains that during the time of the Bayis Rishon, the tainted spirituality of the individual, contaminated by these cardinal sins, resulted in the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. At the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, although the Jewish nation did not transgress these three sins, there was an overall lower level of individual spirituality nonetheless. However, in the merit of the Jewish nation as a whole, it was possible for the second Beis HaMikdash to have been built. Nevertheless, when there was widespread communal hatred and divisions amongst the Jewish nation, the Bayis Sheni could no longer remain standing. When there is impurity amongst the Jewish nation, it is not possible to dwell in the divine presence of the Shechina. As a result, these different impurities led to the destruction of both holy temples and a distancing of the Shechina from Klal Yisrael. There are two kosher signs to identify a kosher animal: split hooves and chewing cud. The Vilna Gaon writes that each of these signs represents an aspect of purity for a person. Split hooves is an external sign. Chewing cud is an internal sign. A person's mission is to purify himself externally as well as internally. The Vilna Gaon clarifies further that at the time of the first Bayis, the Jewish nation greatly transgressed through external actions, which were the three cardinal sins. However, at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, the Jewish nation was internally impure from Sinas Chinam. Each of the kosher signs represents a basic aspect of purity that was contaminated and caused each Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. How does Sinas Chinam, unwarranted hatred, represent an internal tumah, an impurity, by causing divisions amongst the Jewish nation? Rav Moshe Cordovero writes in Talmud Dvorah that the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh demonstrates that the neshamos, the souls of the entire Jewish nation, are actually connected with one another. Once there is hatred and divisions amongst the Jewish people, that internal connection becomes affected and tainted. The Simanei Kashrus of kosher animals teach us that we personally must continuously strive for perfection in our external actions, in our inner being, and how we must always properly deal with our fellow man. May we internalize the lessons of the Simanei Kashrus, the kosher signs, and strive for external and internal perfection. In that zechus, may we see everlasting harmony amongst Klal Yisrael and rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash b'karov. Thank you very much for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits.